Father, and heal the sick, Almighty God. Amen. Father, those that need you, Heavenly Father, that you may bring salvation into their heart.
Amen.
Mighty God, we pray, Heavenly Father, that each and everything, Heavenly Father, that we brought before thee, Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that our coming and our going, Heavenly Father, may not be the same.
Yes.
Bless the saints, Heavenly Father, you know their needs, Heavenly Father. Circumcise, Heavenly Father, their ears, Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I'm praying for myself also, Almighty Jesus, that you circumcise my mouth, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
I pray we commit this service into thy capable hand, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and all the church shall say,
Amen.
Amen. We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And quickly let us turn to our Bibles into Genesis chapter 1.
Akesifuleni ngokusheshsha emabhayibhelini wethu encwadini kaGenesis isahluko sokuqala.
Genesis chapter 1, if you got it, let's read from verse 25 and 26. 26 and 27.
Uma sesitholile sizofunda kusukela ku verse 26 no 27.
And the Bible reads as thus in 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
UNkulunkulu wathi, masenze abantu ngomfanekiso wethu, basifuze, babuse, phezu kwezinhlanzi zolwandle, nezinyoni zezulu, nezinkomo, nomhlaba wonke, nezilwanyana zonke ezinwabuzelayo emhlabeni.
And verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them.
UNkulunkulu wamdala umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe. Wamdala ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu wabadala owesilisa nowesifazane.
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, 9, and 10.
UGenesis sahluko sesithathu uverse.
Genesis chapter 3.
Verse
8, it reads as thus. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden of the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
Basebezwa izwi likaJehova uNkulunkulu ehamba ensimini kusihlwa ngokuphola kwelanga. U-Adam nomkakhe bacasha ebusweni bukaJehova uNkulunkulu phakathi kwemithi yensimi.
And verse 9 says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou?
Kepha uJehova uNkulunkulu wambiza u-Adam wathi kuye, uphi na?
And the Bible says in verse 10, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Wathi ngizwe izwi lakho ensimini, ngisaba ukuba ngihambaze ngalokho ngacasha.
The last part of my scripture is in Matthew chapter 19.
Ingxenye yokugcina umbhalo wami esencwadini ngokwaMathewu sahluko 19.
Chapter 19, verse 8. And that part says, but from the beginning it was not so.
Leon Mane iti kusugela kwasekuqaleni kwakungenjalo.
You may be seated.
Ngahlala phansi.
Now, let us just, for a few minutes that I want to speak on this as my subject tonight. And then, God bless you, Pastor. And man restored to his original place. Restored to his original position. And for a subtitle, in the beginning, it was not so. Now, in the message, the end time, paragraph 39, Brother Branham says, now, back in the beginning, when the world first started, every plant and everything that we have began in Genesis.
Genesis,
the word Genesis means the beginning, when everything began.
Igamelethi Genesis lisho ukuthi eqaleni lapho konke kwaqala.
In another message Brother Branham says Genesis is the seed chapter.
Komunye umlayezo umfowethu Branham uthi incwadi kaGenesis.
He says a man began in the book of Genesis.
Uthi umuntu waqala encwadini kaGenesis.
Then religion began in the book of Genesis.
Inkolo yaqala encwadini kaGenesis.
That is why we need to go back to the book of Genesis.
Ingawo kufanele sibuyele encwadini kaGenesis.
Now in marriage and divorce paragraph 89 he says
emlayezo in marriage and divorce paragraph 9 also
the question
uthi umbuzo
the true answer that Jesus wants us to go back
impendulo uJesu akafuna ukuthi ufuna sibuyele
emuva is to go back to the beginning
ukubuyela eqaleni
then that will be in Genesis
lokho kuzoba encwadini kaGenesis
because the word Genesis is the seed chapter to every question in the Bible
ngokuthi igama elithi Genesis igama elimbewu kulo wonke amagama
ekhona eBhayibheli always have to go back to the seed to see what kind of a seed is in the field.
Kosele ubuyele embewini ukuze ukuthi uzobona ukuthi imbewuni le esinsimini.
To find out what your crops will be.
Ukuzothola ukuthi izithelo zakho ziyoba njani.
What kind of a seed is sown?
Imbewu enjani etshaliweyo?
Genesis being the seed chapter.
Incwadi kaGenesis kuyincwadi
embewu. We will go back to the book of Genesis.
Ubuyela encwadini kaGenesis.
Now Brother Branham says if you want to see a true religion.
Uthi mfowethu Ibrahim uma ufuna ukubona inkolo yangempela.
Then you need to go back to the book of Genesis.
Uthi fanele ubuyele encwadini kaGenesis.
If you want to see the difference between the true and the false religion.
Uma ufuna ukubona inkolo yangempela
nenkolo yamanga. Now you need to go back to the book of Genesis.
Kosele ubuyele encwadini kaGenesis.
Now the first death happened in the book of Genesis.
Ukufa kwaqala kwaqala
encwadini kaGenesis. The first lie was spoken in the book of Genesis.
Amanga oqala wakhuluma encwadini
kaGenesis. Each and everything started in the book of Genesis.
Bonke kwaqala encwadini kaGenesis.
He says now if you've got a question in the Bible.
Uthi uma unombuzo eBhayibhelini.
Whether you are reading the book of Matthew, the book of Jeremiah or the book of Revelation.
Ufunde incwadi kaMateyu, incwadi kaJeremiah.
You need to be able to trace it back in the book of Genesis.
Kwamele ukwazi uyilandela kusukela encwadini kaGenesis.
He says that is the seed chapter there.
Uthi leyo incwadi yembewu.
Everything started back there.
Bonke kwaqala lapha ya.
Hatred started there.
Inzondo yaqala lapha.
Any other thing started there.
Bonke waqala lapha
ya. The true church of the living God started there.
Ibandla laNkulunkulu ophilayo laqala lapha.
And the church of the devil also started there.
Nebandla likaSatan eliqale khona lapho.
Now if you want to see what type of a crop are you going to get?
Uma ufuna ukubona uhlobo lwembewu
ozothola. So you need to be able to identify the type of a seed that is there.
Kosele ubone uhlobo lwembewu olulapho.
So now that is why now we need to go back to the book of Genesis.
Ingakho kufanele sibuyele encwadini kaGenesis.
Now let us look at this man at the book of Genesis.
Manje ake sibhekene lo muntu encwadini kaGenesis.
God created a man according to his own image.
UNkulunkulu wamdala umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe.
So the man that we see is not a man that was created in the book of Genesis.
Umuntu esimbonayo akusilo umuntu owadala encwadini kaGenesis.
God created a man in his own image.
UNkulunkulu wadala umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe.
The messenger of the hour says.
Isithunywa sehora sithi.
He was a spirit man that was created back there.
Uthi wawumuntu wesimoya owadalwa lapha
ya. Now you want to see the real man.
Uma ufuna ukubona umuntu wangempela.
That was created by God.
Owadalwa nguNkulunkulu.
Now we need to see him there in the book of Genesis.
Kosele simbone encwadini kaGenesis.
That man was not sick.
Lo muntu loyo why
man didn't have problems.
Lo muntu wayengena inkinga.
Man didn't have any other thing that was bothering him.
Lo muntu wayengena into
ayimkhathaza. Man was given the authority.
Umuntu wanikezwe
ikhulu. Over any other thing that was living.
Kuzo zonke izinto zayiphila.
That is the man that we are now restored back to.
Ilo muntu esibisele kuyena ke.
Now he says here in the fundamental foundation for faith.
Uthe mlayezwe in the fundamental
paragraph
for faith.
11.
Paragraph 11.
Now the thing of it is
uthi kunjena
since he has restored man back to his place
njengoba busele umuntu endaweni yakhe
man in the fall has lost his conscience of what father put him here on earth to do
umuntu ngokuwa kwakhe ulahlekelwe ukubona ukuthi ubaba wakhe umbekeleni lapha emhlabeni
hold it there
ake sikubambeni lapho
now when we restore the man back to his place
uma sibuyisele umuntu endaweni yakhe
man in the book of Genesis
umuntu encwadini kaGenesis
lost his conscience
walahlekelwa
ukubona what God has created him for
ukuthi uNkulunkulu umdaleleni
so he lost his purpose of being here on earth
walahlekelwa inhloso yakhe ukuthi ingane lapha emhlabeni
in other words
uthi ngamanye amazwi
all in our brain
Amen.
The brain the outlets
of
faith has been clogged up with business affairs, with home life, domestic things.
It has
all become so clogged until God can operate through those channels that He made a man for. Now, if you remember in the book of Judges, there was a man called Samson. And the Bible says he was born for a particular purpose. He had a responsibility on this earth.
And
Brother Branham says now, this man called Samson, he was born for that particular purpose. He came to come and destroy the Philistines because they were bothering and they were enemies of the children of God. And then he says in a message once more, he says, many standing there that afternoon remembered that event. But look at him now, referring to Samson, blinded, mocked, just a sport for the enemy. All of his power that he once had for his protection, for God's achievement that he had been born in the world to do. So he was born for a particular purpose. Now the man was there, he has been mocked, he was now blind.
That
is what the enemy is doing.
And
then when you play with the enemy, now he doesn't come. He doesn't come and play. So he came and then he made a sport out of this man. And Brother Branham says here, he says, here comes Jehovah's servant, blind, stumbling, led by a little boy, out to this great post to make sport. The main event of entertainment was to make sport out of Jehovah's ordained purpose to destroy the nation. A man that was born for a purpose. Brother Branham says, a man that was God's servant.
He
says, when you look at the picture, it seemed as Jehovah was defeated. He says, but it was not Jehovah that was defeated, but it was the servant of God that was defeated.
The
servant of God surrendered himself to the enemy. He surrendered himself to the enemy. He wanted the enemy to play with him. So God gave him the power. And God told him what the purpose of why he was born. But now he handed himself to the enemy. This man remembered the Almighty God. And in actual fact, I was ordained and I was born for a particular purpose. And he was there and making sport. And there was there the god of the, they call it Dagon, something like that.
Dagon,
yeah. So Branham says now the scene was a little bit embarrassing. It looked as the Dagon God had defeated the Almighty God. But it was not like that. It was just because of the servant of God that gave himself to this God of called the Dagon. He says, yet the nation has taken the thing that God had placed it into to destroy them. And as a nation, as a church,
Uthi njengebandla.
Now we gave away what God has given unto us.
Manje ke nathi sinikele ngalokho uNkulunkulu asinikeze
khona. Now we look at the churches and the denominations.
Sibheka amabandla, sibheka amahlelo.
Now they came here for a purpose.
Bazele inhloso ethile lapho.
They came here to take the word and destroy the enemy.
Beze lapho kuzothatha izwi
wabhubhisa. Brother Branham says it's the only thing that you can destroy the enemy with is the way.
Uthi uMfowethu Branham into phela singanqoba ngasi sitha izwi.
When you read in Matthew chapter 4,
Now you know that
the Bible says when Christ came from the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
The only thing
that he defeated the devil with was the weight.
He
kept on telling him that it is written. Now they had conquered him and was making sport out of him. Event at their celebration.
The
only thing that he was supposed to do, he was supposed to be restored to the main purpose why he was born. So he remembered this, I was born for a particular purpose. And then he knew that. I mean, what is happening to him? It was not supposed to be that way. Now, when we look at a human being now,
the
man or the bride of Jesus Christ or the church is here, Brother says, now we have surrendered ourselves to the enemy. But we need to remember one thing. Now, in the beginning, that was not the purpose of the Almighty God. The purpose of us being here was to have fellowship with the Almighty God. Now, God created a man in the book of Genesis chapter 25.
Genesis.
And then he gave him authority over the fowls of the earth, over the animals of the earth. And the man had authority over everything. But when you go into Genesis chapter 3,
now, because we know
that the man that was created in Genesis chapter
26,
when you go to Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says God formed a body. And God took a man that was created in Genesis chapter 1:26,
and
he put him into the man that was formed in Genesis chapter 2. Now that is where the problem started. Now the same man. The Bible says now when God, Brother Branham says, now God came in the evening time. He came into the Garden of Eden to have fellowship with his son. That was the purpose why God created the human being. He was supposed to be an amateur God on this earth. In the absence of God, he was supposed to be God on this earth. That is why God gave him authority over anything. So a man can speak to a lion. A man can speak to any other animal. And the animal will say amen to Adam's voice. No, he was an amateur God on this earth. And God enjoyed to come in the evening time. He came, he descended in the Garden of Eden. And then he had a fellowship with his creator. Now, this man that was created, now we find him now in Genesis chapter 3. Now, the purpose was to have fellowship with God. Now when God was coming now, as he used to come, now Adam and his wife now ran away. Now we see a man that was supposed to have fellowship with God running away from the Almighty God. Now Brother Branham says here. Now,
manje.
Now he says, when God made the human body, every little part had its role to play. The teeth, the tongue, the eyes, the nose. Every little piece or part of your body, though it may look insignificant, but it has got a role to play. God does everything in there to make it perfect in operation, to make the man to live. And if God so patterned the man, the body of a man, how much more has he patterned and set in order the body of Christ, the church? Now that is why in the body of Christ, every single person is important. We are all equal in the body of Christ.
It's
because we've got different gifts, but we are all equal. We need to walk like Christians, and then we need to walk that we've got our Father who loves us all and equal. Brother Branham says,
you know
that there was a man that was coming out of Africa. Now they used to sell, he says, the Dutch people used to sell people in Europe. And obviously there were Africans that they took them to Europe.
And
the prophet says there,
prophet,
he says there was another young man. And then he says, now this man, now though he was a slave, you didn't have to whip him. For him to do the job, for him to do any other thing, you didn't have to punish him. When you look at the back part of his body, he didn't have any scar. And they said the man was fit. And one day there came another man that was going to buy the slaves. And he looked at those slaves. And he looked at them. And he pointed that man. He says, I want to buy this one. And the owner of the slave said, this one is not for sale. And he says, why? Is it because maybe you treat him different? Because I see he looks different. I see he walks different. I see him, he doesn't have scars on his body. So tell me, how do you treat this man? Maybe that is the reason you don't want to sell him. And the messenger of the hour says, now this man told him, he says, I also wondered. I was wondering, why is he doing anything? Everything. And he's always happy. He doesn't act like the rest of the slaves. But honestly speaking, the food that this man eats is the same food that the rest of the slaves eat. We put the food in the same bowl. They eat the same food. But this man is different. He talks in a different way. He walks in a different way. He says, I wondered myself until I had to find out what makes him so different. He says, then I find out that back home where he's coming from in Africa, back in the jungles of Africa, there is a little tribe where he's coming from. He says, I found out that his father is a chief in that tribe. Now this man was supposed to be a chief also. Now though he is in a foreign country, now in his heart, now in his DNA, he knows that he is a son of a king. Now he's got the DNA of a kingship.
Manjeke une DNA yobukhosi.
So whatever he does,
noma yena yenzayo,
he knows that he is a son of a king.
Uyazi ukuthi indodana yenkosi.
So he does things as a son of a king.
Uwenza izinto ngokuya
ngokwendodana yenkosi. There's no need for you to mistreat him.
Akufanelanga umphathe
kabi. He says though he knows that he will never go back to Africa.
Uthi noma azi ukuthi angeke abuyele Africa.
But he knows that in his DNA.
Uthi uyazi ukuthi uDNA yakhe.
He is the son of the king.
Uyindodana yenkosi.
That will not change.
Lokho ngeke washintsha.
Even if we will never go back and see his father again.
Noma angakwazi ukubuyela ekhaya kuba
abona baba bakhe. Even the rest of the people that is with him, they don't know that.
Noma abantu akanabo bangakwazi
lokho. Him alone he knows that he is a son of a king.
Yena uyazazi ukuthi uyindodana yenkosi.
He didn't need any approval from any brother or any sister.
Akadingangi ukuthi avunyelwe noma umuntu ubrother
okanye sister. He didn't need any approval from his bosses.
Akafumelanga ukuthi avunyelwe abaphathi
bakhe. In his heart.
Wakwazi enhlizweni yakhe.
He is the son of the king.
Ukuthi indodana yenkosi.
So Brother Branham says.
Umfowethu Branham uthi.
He says we know as the church of the bride of the living God.
Uthi siyazi njengomlobokazi kaJesu Christ.
The Bible says we are pilgrim and strangers on this earth.
IBhayibheli lithi sizihambe asaziwa
la. We are seeking or we are searching for a city.
Sifuna umuzi.
Whose builder and maker is none but our father.
Umakhi nomkhandi wawo kuhubaba
wethu. Brother Branham in the book of adoption he says.
Umfowethu Branham emlayezweni adoption.
We are the ambassadors of heaven.
Uthi singamanxusa wasezulwini.
We are representing the Almighty God in his absence.
Simele uNkulunkulu umnini amandla wonke engabeni khona kwakhe.
And in the message, why are people so tossed about?
Why are people so tossed about?
Because you know when you look at the high priest.
Uthi uyazi uma ubheka umpriest
omkhulu. Before he enters into the holiest of holies.
Ngaphambi ukuthi angene endaweni engcwele.
The high priest has to dress in a particular way.
Umpriest omkhulu ufanele agqoke ngendlela
ethile. He has to have a special anointing.
Kosele aba nogcobo olthile.
This high priest.
Lo mpriest omkhulu.
When he enters into the holiest of holies.
Uma ngene endaweni engcwele
ngcwele. He has to walk in a particular way.
Kosele ahambe ngendlela ethile.
He cannot walk like the rest of the people.
Akega ahambe njengabanye abantu.
That is why they say.
Ingako bathi.
He had a long rope.
Ube nentambo ende.
With a clock that was always sort of ringing.
Kunento
ekhencezayo. They knew that if he doesn't walk right in the presence of God,
bebazi ukuthi uma ngahambi kahle
then he will die right there.
Ubezofa khona lapho.
He had to walk in a right way.
Bafanele ahambe ngendlela elungile.
He had to talk in a right way.
Bafanele akhulume ngendlela elungile.
He had to have a special anointing with him.
Bafanele abe nogqobo
olukhethekile. Any other thing that he was doing there,
obunye bekakwenza.
He realized that he was in the presence of the Almighty.
Ebona ukuthi usebukhoneni bikaNkulu
uNkulunkulu manje. He was in the presence of the Shekinah glory.
Bekhona ebukhoneni bekaNkulunkulu
Shekinah. So he has to do things in a different way.
Bafanele enze izinto ngendlela ehlukile.
Brother Branham says.
Ufowethu Branham uthi.
We know that we are always in the presence of the Almighty God.
Uthi siyazi ukuthi sinja sisebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu
njalo. We need to act even more than the high priest.
Kosele siphathise kangcono
uNkulunkulu. We know that we are the containers of the Almighty God.
Siyazi ukuthi singabaphathi bakaNkulunkulu mnini.
He doesn't walk with us.
Akahambi nathi.
But he walk through us.
Uhamba ngathi.
That's why Brother Branham says.
Ufowethu Branham uthi.
When you read the book of Acts.
Uma ufunda incwadi yezenzo.
He says it's not the acts of the apostles.
Uthi akusizenzo zabapostoli.
It's the actions of the Holy Ghost through the apostles.
Imisebenzi kaMoya engcwele asebenzisa
abapostoli. Same Holy Ghost that fell at the day of Pentecost.
Umoya engcwele ofanayo wawa ngomhla
wePentecost. The same Holy Ghost that is with the bride tonight.
Umoya oyingcwele ofanayo onomlobokazi
njengamhlanje. When we are here,
kahle kahle uma silapha,
it is the nothing but a continuation of the book of Acts.
Ukuqhubezela incwadi yezenzo.
So that is what we need to realize.
Yebona ufanele sibone
lo. We are born, we are called for a particular purpose.
Sizelwe sabizwa sibizwe
ngokuthi
manje lensizwa.
He knew that he was the son of a king.
Ubezazi ukuthi uyindodana yenkosi.
Though he will never see his father again.
Noma ngeke ambone ubaba wakhe.
He had to behave in a particular way.
Bafanele iphathe ngendlela ethi.
That's for us that we know that one day
kanjani ngathi njengoba sasa
we will be able to meet meet our maker.
We'll
be able to see our own father.
So was umbono baba wethu.
Now that is why now we need to realize
here,
whatever condition that we find ourselves in. But in the beginning it was not supposed to be like that. In the beginning we were supposed to have an eternal fellowship with the Almighty God.
And
that is the purpose that we are here on this earth. And Christ, and he died for that particular purpose. For the reconciliation of what? Of a man and God. Now he says here, now he says, let me leave this one. He says, now notice here. Just a little further as he went on. God making himself known through the fatherhood. And God made himself through the son, known through the sonship. And through the Holy Spirit. Now you see, he brought into himself a blood cell.
Amen.
He brought into himself a blood cell.
Why letela igqamuzana legazi?
Wrapped himself up into this.
Why vala ngalo?
Broke forth the blood at Calvary.
Walidabula lelo gqamuzana eCalvary.
Throwed out his blood that he might bring through this blood cleansing.
Wachitha igazi lakhe ukuthi ngalo lelo gazi ahlambe ngalo.
By this same atonement.
Ngalo futhi kubuyisa.
Taking every sinner and cleanse him. Bring him into a fellowship that he can talk with men and walk with men like he did in the Garden of Eden before sin ever came. So the reason that he is cleansing a man with his own blood is to bring him back into fellowship that he can talk to with the man and he can walk with men like he did in the Garden of Eden before sin came. And our relationship is restored to Jehovah through the offering of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the message, the water of separation, paragraph 41. And when Christ came to become man here on earth and be a kinsman redeemer. Listen, he redeemed man to everything he lost in the fall. Now, go back to the book of Genesis. Now, think how Adam was created. How he was created. The authority that Adam had. Now, he was not a sick man. He was not a disappointed man. He was not an angry man. There was nothing wrong with Adam. Now he says, everything that a man lost in the fall. Now Christ came to be a kinsman redeemer. That he can redeem a man to everything that he lost.
Amen.
So it depends if you want to believe Brother Branham here. Christ restored it to him in the kinsman redeemership. When he died at Calvary, your health, your eternal life, everything that you lost in the fall, Christ redeems you to it. For he is your kinsman redeemer. Your health, your strength, your joy, your peace, Everything that you lost belongs back to you tonight through the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single thing. The authority that you lost, you need to claim it back. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible says, if it happens that we are sick, it doesn't say we will be healed by his stripes. It says already by his stripes we were healed.
It is a
past tense. When you read the Bible very carefully, it says by his stripes we were healed. And we are already saved in him. So this happened in the past. So we just have to do what? We just have to believe it. But the condition that we find ourselves in the beginning, it was not so. A man was not supposed to be bothered. A man was not supposed to be worried. Man was supposed to have, peace in him. Man was supposed to have joy. A man was supposed to be healthy. But he is our kinsman redeemer. Everything that a man lost in the fall, Christ came to be our redeemer. So it depends if you believe that he redeemed everything.
Remember
the story of
Naomi.
And then we know that whatever
that
who has redeemed anything, everything of Naomi was redeemed. Now, Brother Branham says, Christ came to redeem everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it depends. We have to believe that.
You know,
Brother Branham says, now it's like the sun. Now when you see what we call the cloud covering the sun, we cannot say the sun is not there. The sun is there and will always be there. Whether the clouds are there, but the sun is there. Now, sometimes it takes time, but we need to believe
God
and know that a man was not supposed to suffer. In the beginning, it was not supposed to be like that. You know, Brother Branham says, if there is something,
it's
just the church of God is the sickest body. So that is why the pastors, they come and preach the way to try and uplift the church of the living God, to come to that level then
we'll
say all things are possible. Now in the message,
Jehovah Jireh,
paragraph 49, Brother Branham says,
paragraph 49,
he says, God selected his own prophet there. Let's just look what a condition he was in. So he's talking about Abraham here. Now he says he was in a backslidden condition. So sure he was. God told him to stay in Palestine.
We
know that Abraham left Palestine. And that is why now he was compelled. Because he was not in his position. Now when he saw a king Abimelech, now he had to lie to him
that
Sarah was not his own wife, he was his sister. But look what the Bible says here.
It
says, now when Abimelech looked at Sarah, you know that the Bible says she was fair, and Abimelech took her to be his wife. And God came through a dream to this man called Abimelech. Now I want you to see something here. He appeared to him in a dream. And he told him that he must restore Sarah, the wife of Abraham, as she was. Now I want to come back to the word restore. When we say restore,
you
restore something to its original position.
So
it's not a new creation. It's something that was there. You just have to restore it as it was. Now God came to Abimelech.
He
says, you are not supposed to touch Sarah, the wife of Abraham. You must restore her as she was.
Now,
when we speak about restoring a man to his original position, it's not to create something new here, but he has to be restored with all the powers that he has. It has to be a complete restoration to the original man. God wants to have fellowship with his own people.
And
he was happy to have fellowship with
them.
And that's what he wants to have to achieve now. In the message fellowship, paragraph 25, Brother Branham says, he says, now since sin broke that fellowship, man has been tossed about from every wind of doctrine, and he's still tossed about even now. He was turned out of the Garden of Eden to shift for himself. And that great time is still tossing about. God made one preparation for man to be restored back to that fellowship. Oh, nothing else. We have tried. He offered to the human race. Blood was the way back to the fellowship. God killed some animal and took their skins, shed the innocent blood of the animal, and brought the skin and wrapped Adam and Eve in it and fellowship with them again after the shedding of their blood. Now the blood brings us back into fellowship with the Almighty God. And then he says here in the message, God's provided approach to divine fellowship.
God's provided approach to fellowship.
Paragraph 10. Brother Branham says,
Umfutu Branham says,
now if there is a true fellowship, and God is love, and love demands a fellowship, like a young couple. So God is love, and love demands a fellowship, like the young couple. When the boy meets the girl, he says to her, he thinks she's so pretty, and they want to have fellowship, a real fellowship. But before they can have this fellowship, there has to be an agreement. Before they can enter into wedding, there has to be an agreement for this certain fellowship. It is based upon their pledges to each other. And then we enter into a lifelong fellowship. But before we can enter into the fellowship, there has to be an agreement first. And when fellowship was broken between God and man, there had to be some sort of an agreement, some sort of an arrangement.
To
restore again that lost fellowship.
And
God found the plan. And it was through the blood of an innocent victim that God restored man back to fellowship with him again. The future home of the heavenly bride and the earthly bride.
In the future home of the heavenly bride.
Paragraph 274, I close.
Paragraph 274,
I quote here. Heavens and earth have met. God and man is reconciled. A restored Eden has begun. See, all the cares is gone. Now, maybe just to say, God and man is reconciled. Not that they will reconcile.
He says,
God and man is reconciled. A restored Eden has begun.
So
we know that Brother Branham, when he speaks about Eden, when he speaks about the rapture, he says rapture is a process. And if we go back to the Garden of Eden, the messenger of the hour, he says it's a process.
City.
Now we are already in a process of going back to Eden. He says Eden has already been restored. And it has already begun the process. He says all the curses is gone.
Now,
although we are on this earth, but the curses of this earth mustn't be with us.
God, it
reminds me when the children of God were in Egypt.
The Bible says
all the plagues fell on the Egyptians.
But
now when you go to Goshen, where the elected of the Almighty God were, there were no plagues there. There were peace there. And there were light there. When there was darkness all over Egypt. But when you go to Goshen, now God provided light for his own children.
Now,
if we believe in this God,
the
God that doesn't fail, the one that we serve him, we serve the miracle working God,
who
will perform miracles in our lives every day, perform miracles in our lives every hour. God will perform miracles in our lives every minute. Just like all the curse of sin is gone, when the Holy Ghost accepts you, he says, see, you don't accept it. It accepts you. See, it is God, because it is God's attribute. It is the Holy Ghost, means God's Spirit. It is the attribute. The thought of God has accepted you because that you were ordained for that purpose.
See,
yet you was born in this sin. But God had that attribute.
We
know that we are all born in sin.
Shaped
in iniquities. And we came to this world speaking lies.
But
through that innocent blood, we have been justified. We have been sanctified. And that is why we can stand in the presence of the Almighty God being justified. He said, here you expressed yourself here on earth. And he comes down and gets you. See, you are back here. Here is where you belong. See, sin has lost its power.
That's
right. The desire of sin has gone from your heart when the Holy Spirit comes in you. You are a restored person. Let us stand on our feet. May God richly bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us just sing a song here. Any worshiping song, when we call upon the man of God just to come here.
Lord, in the river Gawena. Amen. In that message it says, all that Adam lost, Christ has redeemed you back to that. Hallelujah. And I just like how the title was put. A man restored to the original position. Then the subtitle says, it wasn't so from the beginning. So for you to say it was not so from the beginning, that means you must know the original position. Hallelujah. Isn't it beautiful? Hallelujah. These things, it must not be a someone, it must be something that we put into action on daily basis. This message is life.
Yes.
And when a preacher says something, you've got to see yourself in that.
Yes.
If it says a man is restored, you can say, the devil and the evidence of that man. Amen. I think the greatest danger in the end time is that we don't own our blessings. And if you don't own it, you shall never contend for it. God bless you, Brother Mpanyana. The whole thing is about God and men becoming one. And heaven and earth have met.
Amen.
The deity and the humanity have met. God bless you richly. Let's say in bright mansions above.
Amen.
In bright. These are old, beautiful songs. Amen. Can you sing it for us? Don't cut it in middle way. Let's go. I'll tell you where to stop. Amen. God bless you.
In bright mansions above. In bright mansions above. Lord. Thank you.
to come and speak to us, Father. And we are grateful, Father, and our hearts are filled with joy, Father, because, Father, you have just done that, Father. You have come, Father, spoke to our brother, Father, and touched our hearts, Father. And then you just reminded us of our position, Father. That in this day, Father, you have restored us to our original position, Father. Because, Father, in the beginning, Father, when you created man, Father, it was for you to fellowship with him. But when sin came, Father, you lost that fellowship with him, Father. But, Father, when your son, when you realized that, Father, you brought your only begotten son, Father, he was a perfect human, he was a perfect sacrifice, Father, because he didn't have any sin. Father, but because we needed the blood, we needed a kinsman redeemer to come and redeem us back to our original position, Father. And we, Father, with this, we are so grateful, Father, about the message of his end time message, Father. Because through it, Father, we've managed to find our position, Father. And Father, even through the authority that the seven seal has given us, Father, we've managed even to defeat even the evil one, Father, and to even put him in this position, Father. Because if your word tells us, Father, that your throne was in heaven, Father, and your throne found its place in the man Jesus Christ. But in the end time, Father, we have probably found your throne in us, man, Father. That is why, Father, we possess you in us, Father. That is why even when the devil comes, Father, he will realize that he's not just fighting an ordinary human being, Father, but he's fighting you, Father, in person, Father. That is why, Father, he can never defeat us, Father. That is why each and every time he comes and tries his tricks, Father, he just comes, Father, defeated, Father. Because, Father, the word tells us, Father, we are more than overcomers, Father. The reason we are more than overcomers is because, Father, we have you in us, Father. Because you are, Father, you are a mighty conqueror, Father. You are the kind of conqueror who doesn't know any defeat, Father. Even the devil, Father, when he has to try to do something unto us, Father, he has to ask permission from you, Father, because he realized that without you giving permission, Father, he cannot touch us, Father. As we go to our home, Father, may you please bless each and every person, Father, who participated in this in this service, Father. Even our brother Mpanyana, Father, who has just blessed us with this message, Father, may you please bless him, Father, so that even next time when you come, Father, he will bless us even more, Father. We pray, believing in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Alright, this was our last service before convention for the midweek. Sunday we are here. But Wednesday next week we are not here. Friday the convention starts. Amen. 9 o'clock, but we'll give details on Sunday.
When 9 o'clock, God, I'm leaning on the pelele soon.
Let's meet on Sunday.
As long as I'm
and finalize everything for the convention on Sunday. I'm in a praying for the convention. We serve a miracle working God.
Yes.
Amen. Let's just sing that one. And it will be our marching song going home. Amen. Give us sisters.
We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle working God.
We serve a wonder.
Hlabeleleni sinomdlandla. Bangakabanga ubabona isimangaliso. Ngabe ngiyazi nani lesimangaliso.
We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle. We serve a wonder.
We serve a miracle.
Oh, we serve a miracle.
We want this song to be bright. Yeah, pick up another mic then. that one. Amen. And this one, if we are not singing, we are not actually, we are not going home.
We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle working.